4. Drama.
Welcome to Theater 351, Stage Management. Some of you may have worked as volunteer stage managers in the past. As such, you have probably developed your own habits, working practices, and manners of relating to the cast and crew, but you are taking this class for a reason, correct? You want to learn how to do these things properly. If you thought you knew all there is to know about stage management, you wouldn't be here. So, you've got all that amateur experience. Forget it. Clear all of your old habits and techniques from your mind. The truth is, you most likely either didn't learn much at all, or you learned how to be a typical amateur stage manager. I'm going to teach you to be an effective professional stage manager. Okay. Now the second thing I need you to do is to appreciate the responsibility of this position. A great deal of the success of the show depends on you. You are foremost responsible for every aspect of the performance, of the technical crew, and for the preparedness of the stage, set, and props. This includes every cue in the show. You must know exactly where in the script the cue occurs and ensure that the crew and equipment is prepared to make the necessary technical adjustments. This is important, too. Keep records of all of the decisions made during rehearsals and meetings. This can prevent a lot of arguments and confusion down the road. For example, let's say it is decided that a certain cue will be changed, and then, a while later, an actor says that no one ever told him about the change. If you have a written record, you can get it out and show him the meeting or the rehearsal in which it was decided. I might add, too, that when people know that records are being kept, they tend to make more of an effort to be responsible and remember what's going on. Another thing you are responsible for is the safety of the cast and crew. This is, of course, of paramount importance. You must arrive early to every rehearsal, without exception, in order to inspect the stage for safety hazards, such as loose nails, weak boards, ramps, and stairs. You should also make sure that all exits are marked with glow tape so that actors and crew will be able to move around safely in the dark. Further, you must be aware of the location of the first aid kit and fire extinguishers, and you should be certified in CPR and first aid. Taking this course won't give you this certification, but I will be giving you information later in the semester about certification courses you can take. These are offered by paramedics at the fire station. The third thing I need you to do is get rid of any ideas you may have about the stage manager being a privileged person, someone with lots of assistance and an attitude. If you come in late wearing sunglasses and barking orders at people, you are not doing your job effectively. You're also letting people know that you are not a professional stage manager. First off, a professional is polite and treats people with respect. Secondly, a professional always remains calm and never yells at others or panics. If people see the stage manager panicking at a performance, this panic can easily spread throughout the rest of the cast and crew. Needless to say, the overall performance will suffer. Thirdly, you have to learn to delegate authority as stage manager. As I've said, you have a tremendous responsibility. Don't think that you can do it all yourself. You have assistants, so use them, but always do so politely, especially if you are working with volunteers. After all, they're not getting paid. They're working because they want to have an enjoyable experience. If you treat them badly, they'll probably leave. At the same time, don't expect your assistants to do it all, and don't expect them to do all the menial tasks either, while you do the important ones. Get used to the idea that stage managers do make coffee, go on food runs, make photocopies, etc. It is of utmost importance that you maintain a good rapport with everyone. Part of your responsibility of making sure the performance comes off without a hitch is to make sure that everyone is content and feels like part of the team. The three most important things you'll learn then are preparation of cast and stage, workplace safety, and creating and maintaining a positive rapport with all the people involved in the production.
Number 1. What can be inferred about this lecture? Number 2. How does the professor feel about the role of the stage manager? Number 3. What does the professor imply about assistant stage managers? Number 4. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
If you thought you knew all there is to know about stage management, you wouldn't be here. So, you've got all that amateur experience. Forget it.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
Forget it.